From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Wilson Sayre. This time each year, we at WLRN look back and remember the stories that we found especially entertaining, the stuff that got us laughing around the newsroom. This wonderful place called Florida even gets some national chuckles. Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show said this after a segment about our very own Florida Man Twitter account.
There are some days the show would only be an hour long if not for Florida.
Yeah, that's true.
Sadly, but sorry, Florida.
No, we love you.
So, not surprising, there were too many stories from 2015 to fit into one segment, so we're back with more. Up first, Christine DiMatte has this story about a mayor attempting to pay off a fine for making false statements to the public.
The mayor of Hialeah, he was slapped with this fine, I think it was about $4,000, and he paid it, or he attempted to. He did not pay with check or money order or even a credit card. He showed up to Miami-Dade County officials with 28 buckets of loose change, mostly nickels and pennies. And I often joke with people, I say the poor beleaguered American penny has sort of fallen in status in these United States in the 21st century. Nobody wants a penny anymore. Do you notice that? So I'm wondering why legions of coin collectors did not descend upon South Florida, digging through those 28 buckets saying, you know, that 1943 copper alloy has got to be in here somewhere. Not one single numismatist. I was traumatized.
And so it would seem was the Ethics and Public Trust Commission. They doubled the fine after all this, saying the mayor knew they only accepted checks. Up next, Sammy Mack has this story from the Keys.
The Key West Art and Historical Society had an exhibit about like bar culture in Key West, right? And as part of this exhibit, you could tell your own drinking stories in Key West, which, like, this is a thing you can do for history, Wilson. You can do this for history. Do we need to give it a second? Then when I was thinking about it, I was like, all right, well, my best Key West drinking story involves a bunch of French exchange students, the imagined angry ghost of Ernest Hemingway, and one police officer. And I am not sure that I am ready to commit that to record.
You just did.
Florida politicians have been playing big this presidential election. But as Julia Duba tells us, there's one Senate candidate from Orlando who's raising eyebrows.
The Libertarian candidate running for Marco Rubio's Florida Senate seat in 2016. His name is Augustus Sol Invictus. And some facts came to light about his recreational activities. He was quoted in the Orlando Sentinel saying, "I did sacrifice a goat. I know that's probably a quibble in the mind of most Americans. I sacrificed an animal to the god of the wilderness. Yes, I drank the goat's blood," end quote. Voters can decide for themselves on this one.
And finally, Alicia Zuckerman, our editorial director, brings us this story of unintentional art.
When those thousands of Bustelo coffee cans washed up on that beach near Melbourne, first of all, the colors were so cool in the pictures, the yellows and the reds, and this happened just on the heels of Art Basel, so it actually looked so much like an art installation. And, you know, I can't drink caffeine very much because it makes my heart beat really fast, so I just felt like the one thing missing in that whole scene was the descafeinado, you know, that which is actually like a green and yellow can. You know, and it also kind of harkened back to an earlier time in Miami's history where all of those coffee cans probably would have been filled with cocaine. But as far as we know, those coffee cans were actually just filled with coffee.
And from all of us at WLRN, we wish you a happy and equally Florida New Year. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.